Now, this might be asking you to cast your mind back a little bit, but do you remember? Do you remember the first piece you sold?
You know, I actually do. And it's funny, I had a wonderful art department at my high school. And my art teachers, you know, are now my friends, you know, I still am in contact with them. And I was always in the art room every recess lunch. And in year 12, I was there on weekends when occ health and safety didn't exist. We would have a key, and they would leave a key in a hiding spot, and I'd go in on a Sunday and paint with no teacher supervision and solvents and, you know, toxic materials and no teacher. You know, that wouldn't happen today. But the groundsman at the school, who was this lovely guy, he wasn't creepy at all, but he'd pop his pop his head in and look at the work we were doing, and often I'd be in there with a couple of the year 12s, and he was really paying attention to this one project, and it was one of my major pieces in year 12. It was a large, huge pastel drawing of an urban landscape, and he showed a lot of interest in it. And then when it came to our big year 12 art exhibition, he asked if he could buy it, and so I sold that to him, and I think I sold it for, I don't know, maybe $250 or something. And I was so chuffed that he really did love it. And I thought, well, and I still think this as a painter that's been selling for a long time, if someone loves my work that much and it brings them that much joy, I'm so happy for them to have it. I think that's such a rewarding thing about my job, is the response from the audience. When I have someone come up and see a painting and have an emotional connection with it for various reasons, I just think, wow, isn't that a wonderful thing to be able to do and to be able to give someone that joy on their wall? Yep. So, yeah, that was my first piece.
That's a great story. Yeah, I love it. The groundskeeper from your high school.
I remember him so well. He was so lovely.
Oh, and nice. Yeah,
so that was my first. And that gave me the confidence to think that I can do this, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's that external validation. It's it's so interesting. When did you start calling yourself an artist?
Oh, look, that's an interesting one, because I think as a young girl, I always wanted to be able to call myself an artist. I always wanted to be an artist from quite a young age. And when people ask, what do you do? I say, well, I've got two jobs. You know, I'm an art teacher and I'm an artist. I say that now confidently. But maybe when I had my first sort of solo show in a commercial gallery, and I sold work, and I then thought, yeah, I actually now can do this and set the ball rolling. And maybe I call myself a proper artist then, but I don't know. I think as a young girl, I had this romantic idea that I was always going to be an artist and that I always wanted to be called one.
There's a book by Seth Godin, and it's called I think it's called The Practice. I've just finished reading it. And he talks about this theory of the habit of identity. And it's much easier if you have always believed yourself to be something.
I believe in that so much.
To be that person. So if you have always thought you were going to be a horse rider, and you are then committed to the work and you will ride the horses and you become an adult who rides horses. And like you have said with being an artist, it's not, you have always wanted to be an artist, you've committed to the work, you've loved it. It's not that it's an easier path, that you have this identity. So the commitment of work required to fulfill that identity just comes very naturally to you.
Yeah, I believe in that, and I think I really agree with that. I'm going to read that book.
If you could change one thing about the art industry, what would it be?
Oh, what would it be? Well, I really hope that the art industry continues to be accessible to everyone. I think I remember as a young artist going around, and, you know, back then we were carrying our portfolio under our arm, you know, pounding the pavement and asking these gallery directors to look at our work for them to tell us go away and get better and then come back. You know, I think I was nervous about that, and I sometimes was hesitant to walk into a gallery. I think a lot of people feel that it's a bit intimidating. Now, hopefully that's changing or has changed, and that art is more accessible to everyone out there in the community. And it's not just, it's not just a luxury item, or it's not just something that if you have a lot of money, you can have art. I think everyone should have art. You know, It doesn't matter. I love collecting other people's work, and I it doesn't have to be expensive work. I just surround our lives with art, and hopefully I've given my kids what I call a visual education by exposing them to this. You know, my husband's an architect, and I'm an artist. They've grown up in a pretty creative household, and I want the art industry to allow people to have access to it.
Continue to have access.
Yeah. Yep.